today on Real Radio.
I want to ask you this Christmas. You might be saying, well, if God knew everything, then why is my life the way that it is? Listen, your life is the way that it is because you've been going in this life without him. And today at this Christmas, God is saying to you, from this moment on, take me with you.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's very special edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack now in a message called, At Christmas, God is Saying. Now, if God, in all of his loving wisdom, chose to communicate with us by speaking to us, first of all, how would he do that? And how would he send that message to us? If Christmas could be summed up in just a few words, it would be this. It was the day that God spoke to us. For unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given. And he shall be called Jesus, for he will save us from our sins. And all this is done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophets. And the government will be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. And you know, God keeps his promises because he loves us. He didn't send his son to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Today, on day two of this special Christmas message, Pastor Jack tells us that God wants to be with us forever. He came to wash away our sins and to guide us all the way through life. That way, our hearts will not be troubled because Jesus came to prepare a place for us, and he will come again to receive us, that where he is, we will be also. And now continuing his lesson called, At Christmas, God is Saying, here's pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs.
Christmas is Christ. Mass is the gathering around. The gathering around Christ is the decision that you and I make to worship him. Look, let's be honest. We do set aside this season to acknowledge him. As a Christian, I'm going to flow with it. You want to know why? I'm going to take advantage. Amen. I'm going to take advantage of not only every day, but I take advantage of this season. Not for myself, but to proclaim and to shout and to encourage Christmas. Merry Christmas. And again, you guys know all month long we've been going about refusing to let storekeepers say happy holidays. We just won't do it. I went shopping yesterday and I didn't allow it. And I was at Nordstrom's Rack the other day and some of you were there. And it happened again, just like it happened at Lowe's and just like it happened at Home Depot and just like it happened at Best Buy. I love it. When people say at the counter or wherever, happy holidays, we're responding, Merry Christmas! And it creates a little snowball effect, you know, no pun intended, but the snowball begins to roll. And what happens is people are shouting Merry Christmas. And we're really saying, gather around Christ, amass yourself around Christ. That's what God is saying at Christmas. And what is he saying? I have come so that I can be with you forever. I have come so that my message of salvation can be yours. I have come. And God expects us to know the reason why he came. In Matthew chapter 1, verse 21, the Bible says, she will bring forth a son and you shall call his name. What is his name? Jesus. That's in the Bible. Jesus. You shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their, what is it? Sins. So all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken through the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and you shall call his name Emmanuel, which is being translated God with us. This is an awesome truth. Listen, in the Bible, friends, if you don't know, Jesus has many, many names in the Bible, many names. And one of those names is Emmanuel. It comes from the Old Testament that the Messiah born into the world, his name will be Emmanuel. You see, I thought his name was Jesus. His name is Jesus. His name is also God with us. That God came to be with us and his name is Jesus. What an amazing, awesome Christmas announcement. God is saying, I came from heaven, born just like you, born into this world. I came to live the life like you have lived, to show you that I feel what you feel, that I hurt like you hurt. I understand what you understand. I know I have come to communicate to you. Church, you didn't have to do this. There didn't have to be a Christmas the way that you and I know that. He could have just wrote us off. He came to announce to us, I know exactly what it's like to live in this world. God with us, God among us. And he came, just like you came as a baby. The Bible tells us that this one who is God with us announces to us, I will never leave you or forsake you. I will be with you always, he said, even to the end of the world. Now, here's the amazing thing. Until he comes back, we can't see him like that with our eyes. We can't see that. But those of us who are Christians, and I'm not talking about Christmas Christians, and I'm not talking about Easter Christians, I'm not talking about sometime Christians, I'm talking about those of us who come to meet him. We have met him, and we're Christians. We're seeking to follow him every day of our lives. What do we know about that? We know this, that he's with us every day, every morning. And do you know this? Every morning we wake up from having slept, and we are greeted by God. We have our consciousness. We don't have to muster it up. Listen, as Christians, oh, listen, please. As Christians, we don't wake up and we look at a little post-it next to our bed and it says, remember to think about Jesus. Listen, friends, every one of us who really know the Lord, we wake up in the morning and one of our very, very first thoughts that enters our mind before we're very clearly thinking at all is this, Lord, good morning, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hi, Lord. The real Christian knows this. I'm not talking about religiosity. I'm not talking about you keeping some rules and doing some sort of thing. I'm talking about a mind, heart, consciousness that God lives in you. And Christmas is an event where Christ came and he says, I'll be with you forever. God among us. God with us. Do you know that about him? Do you know that? And then quickly, at Christmas, God is saying, I am offering you my very best. That's what Christmas is all about. God is offering his very best to us. I don't know if you know this. I think you do, right? That gift giving is a tradition that Christians changed. We converted it 2,000 years ago. Gift giving at a time of Saturnalia. It was a pagan holiday. Saturnalia was the worship of the sun. And when the pagans saw that during the months of December, the sun was dying, they did pagan worship services and they offered at some points very precious things, I'll just say that, to offer the life of precious things to give to the sun. And they noticed that when they did that after December 22nd, 23rd, 25th, that what would happen is that the sun would begin to lengthen the days, and those pagans believed, look, the sun accepted our sacrifice. It's going to be okay. The sun's going to live. We're going to have sunshine from here on out. It was pagan. And then Christ came, and Christians followed Jesus. And what they did regarding love and joy was not giving gifts to promote the sun, S-U-N, but they understood that God gave his gift to us for eternal life, and that gift giving for the Christians became something not attached to Christmas, but attached to God's practice, God's character. I want to give you this. Oh, no, please don't. No, I want to give you this because God gave us his son. What an amazing truth. And the Bible tells us, in John chapter 3, verse 16 and 17, for God so loved the world that he gave, gifted, bestowed upon us freely his only, one and only, by the way, glorified, begotten Son. Listen, that whoever would believe in him would not perish but have everlasting life. Listen, if you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible says you will have everlasting life. That's the gift. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Say amen to that. That's what it's all about. At Christmas, God is saying to us, I'm everything that you need. In 1 John chapter 5, God is saying this. 1 John chapter 5, and this is the witness that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son Jesus, who, he says, has the Son of life, has life. He who does not have the Son does not have life. These things I have written to you who believe. Listen, do you believe in Jesus Christ? In the name of the Son of God? That you may know that you have eternal life. God is saying right here, you should know that. And that you may continue to believe in the name of the Son of God. At Christmas, God is saying this. I know everything that has ever happened in your life. You say, Jack, you're telling me about Christmas. You're telling me about God's love. You're telling me about what Jesus came for to give me eternal life. And then now you tell me that God knows everything that's ever happened in my life, happened and shall happen. Yes, that's true. And I want to ask you this Christmas. You might be saying, well, if God knew everything, then why is my life the way that it is? Listen, your life is the way that it is because you've been going in this life without Him. And today at this Christmas, God is saying to you, from this moment on, take me with you. Maybe you're here today and you're saying, well, family brought me. I don't believe in God. Well, how's that working out for you? I'm not inviting you to take on religion. I'm not inviting you to join some register, sign your name on the dotted line. I'm asking you today, have you ever come to really put your trust into why there is a Christmas? Why Jesus came? For what purpose? And that if you were to die today, would you go into heaven based upon God's forgiveness of your sins? Many of us in this room, if we died today, we'd go straight to heaven. Not because we're good, but because God is good. Not because we've done anything. It's because Jesus has done everything. That's why we would go to heaven. No, He knows. And God says this, He's asking you to trust Him. He's asking you with all the pain, all the sorrow, all of the hurt that you have in your life, you can hang on to that and let it destroy you, or you can give it to Him and live. In Revelation chapter 21, verse 4, the Bible says, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying, and there shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. That's what God wants to do in your life. That's called heaven, by the way. And God is desiring to do that. At Christmas, God is saying, I want you to be with me forever. God is saying, I want you to be with me forever. We're almost done. John 14, verse 1. I love this. John 14, verse 1. Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. For in my Father's house are many mansions, many dwelling places. And if it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. That is, I'm going back to heaven. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. God wants you with Him in heaven forever. At Christmas, this is what God is saying. I have come to wash away all of your guilt, all of your shame, and all of your sins. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 8, verse 12, I will forgive their wickedness and I will never again remember their sins. That's why Jesus came at Christmas. When we open up gifts tomorrow or tonight, it's to remind us of what He has done for us. He's the gift. And then here's where we end. At Christmas, God is saying, will you receive my gift that I give to you? Will you receive my gift? Are you going to give gifts to anybody? I saw, and I forget what city it was. Saw it on the news last night. That police officers, and by the way, if you know the city or the town, shout it out so I'll know. Police officers, they had pulled people over. Irvine. Really? It was Irvine? Yeah. Wow, I should have been driving around Irvine yesterday. They were pulling people over, walking up to the driver's door, and handing them money. Now, I highly recommend our fine towns start doing the same thing. That's a tax rebate if I've ever heard of one. Well, yeah, I didn't expect that. You see those red lights, what do you expect? You expect a ticket. You expect, oh no, there goes my insurance. Oh, I gotta go to traffic school. That's actually worse, right? I'd rather pay the fine than go to traffic school. So you're thinking, oh no, here we go. Oh, my day is spoiled. Listen, You wind up getting a gift. All of humanity has been pulled over by the law of God. Instead of God writing us a ticket, Jesus pays the price, and God turns around and he hands us the free gift. And he says, will you accept it? And it was great to see. Maybe you can watch it on YouTube or something. The look on people's faces. The officer is holding out a money, and they're looking like, what? Why? First initial response, this is not supposed to be happening. Maybe you're thinking today, why would God forgive me? This is not supposed to be happening. I need to pay for my sin. Listen, you can't pay for your sin. It's impossible because you sinned against the holy God. He's pure and awesome. You can never pay. So he steps up and says, I'll pay. And oh, by the way, I want you to be with me. He not only forgives us, he says, I want you to be with me in heaven. Will you receive that gift? Will you receive that? Church, can you imagine? You love someone. You like them. You're fond of them. You respect them. You care for them. You say to yourself, I want to get them this thing. They mean something to me. I want to get this for them. And you get that for them, and you go to hold it out to them, and they refuse to take it. Now, I got to tell you, because I'm a master at this, I reject things like that. Oh, no, I can't accept. I can't accept. And doesn't it look so humble on the outside? Oh, look, he's so humble. He's not accepting that fine gift. Well, if it were true. Do you know what I'm really doing? Let's be honest. It's just us here. It's first service. Nobody's listening. Here's the thing. The truth of the matter is, I'm proud. I'm proud. Oh, Pastor, I got you this. Jack, here, I want you to have this. Oh, no, you shouldn't have. It's false humility. It's false humility. What I'm really saying is, you know what? If you give me that, then I got to give you something now. And, or, you know what? I don't know. It's okay. What's the drama? What are we doing? The way you're looking at me, apparently I'm the only one who thinks this way, but what's the drama? Look, today, if you would not accept Jesus' free gift of Jesus, I would submit to you today it's only because of pride. You break his heart. He died on the cross for us. That's why he came. So that you would be with him in heaven forever. But you have to receive the gift. No, receive the gift. The gift is wasted on you. It may not be wasted on the person next to you, but it's wasted on you. God paid it all. He extended it to you. And you say, no, that's okay. I'm fine. Don't do that. Have yourself a merry, merry Christmas and accept his gift. Father, we thank you for the amazing and awesome love that you have shown us. And Father, I must confess, growing up in this part of the world, growing up with the celebration of Christmas all around my life and all around our culture, we can become a little bit dull to the magnitude of its meaning. But I pray right now, Father, that once and for all, for anyone who has perhaps never thought about these amazing benefits of Christmas, would heed the invitation. A little bit of a veiled warning, no doubt about it. It's got to be that way. That to ignore this expensive, God-bought, blood-bought gift would to insult the eternal living God. But at the same time, we know that by accepting Christ, by acknowledging him and receiving him into our lives, is not religion. It's not, quote, Christianity, close quote. It's a personal relationship with the living God that you're inviting us to experience. May that be the consideration of those here today. While heads are bowed, friends, and eyes are closed, and I interrupt my prayer, I can't think of a greater day than today than for you to do what Jesus did to those who encountered him. Jesus challenged all those who heard of his message to respond to him. The Spirit of Christ is here right now. And so while heads are bowed and eyes are closed, maybe today you would be saying, I've heard this message and I want to receive God's free gift of eternal life. I heard you say, Pastor, that Jesus was born in Bethlehem that he might die on the cross in Jerusalem and that he died for me. And I want this gift of eternal life that he's purchased. I want a new life. I want a life that God has given me. I'll look around the sanctuary while all others are praying. Everyone Jesus invited, he invited publicly. And I'm just going to ask you to raise your hand and I'll see your hand raised. And you will be displaying publicly enough. If that's you today, slip your hand up and you're saying, Jesus, this is what I want. God bless you up front. Anyone else? God bless you far, far to my left. Several of you to my left, over here to my left as well. Anyone in the very, very back, God bless you. Over here to my right, anyone else? If you've already raised your hand, you can put your hand down. Anyone to my right, God bless you back over there. And God bless you. And here's what's happening, by the way. If you're going to raise your hand, raise it. Listen, don't look around. It's no one's business but God's business. If there's a little storm going on inside your heart, and you know you should be doing this, you know this is the right thing to do. But you're kind of battling. I want you to know you're battling with pride. I know what that's like. We all know what that's like. Conquer that and accept his gift today. Anyone else? God bless you. Awesome. Anyone else? Yes, to my left. To my left as well. Over here to the side. Beautiful, wonderful. Way back to my right, a little hand. To my left, to my right over here. God bless you. Okay, all of you put your hands down, and just for fun, let's all stand, all of us stand on our feet together. We're going to go right from this prayer into our closing song. And rather than lead those who have raised their hands, I'm going to lead all of us. Christians, it's very encouraging. Now, Christians, you don't need to pray this again because you've already prayed it before. You only need to do this once. The only person today not praying this would be the person who is not interested. But those of you who did raise your hands, let it come out of your mouth. Are you ready? And those of us who are Christians, you do the same. Let's pray this. Dear Lord, I give you my life. On this Christmas Eve, I present myself to you. I proclaim Jesus Christ, born in Bethlehem, died in Jerusalem, resurrected from the dead, as my Lord and my Savior. Thank you, God, for forgiving me of my sins. I receive you now in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, Amen.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Radio, in his special Christmas message called At Christmas, God is Saying. Thanks so much for listening, and Merry Christmas from Pastor Jack and all of us here at Real Radio. And may your Christmas be filled with moments of love and laughter as you spend time with friends and family. Our prayer for you this Christmas is that your 2019 will be full of contentment and joy that can only come from knowing Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Jesus came so that we can have life, and he died on the cross to free us from our guilt and shame. Christ is the reason we celebrate Christmas, and it's given us great joy sharing our Real Radio program with you this past year. Thank you sincerely for welcoming us into your home and into your life. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Radio. Hey, by the way, if you've made a decision for Christ and you need some help or you just want to talk to someone about it, head on over to reallifewithjackhibbs.org and click the contact tab. We would love to get in touch with you. We'd like to have some contact with you, get somebody in touch that can help you in your walk with Christ. Again, if you've just made a decision for Christ, or maybe you need some hand-holding along the way, that's not a problem. Get a hold of us at reallifewithjackhibbs.org. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio, made possible by the generous contributions of our listeners. Visit us at reallifewithjackhibbs.org, reallifewithjackhibbs.org. I'm David J. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in his word. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.